लेटेस्ट स्टाइल, कलर, फैब्रिक, गोल्डन या फिर सिल्वर, मॉडर्न, ट्रेडिशनल, कंटेम्प्रेरी फर्नीचर एंड डेकोर, कंप्लीट होम फर्नीचर एंड अप्लायंसेस, मस्ट सी, मस्ट विजिट डिजाइनर्स कलेक्शन एंड अफोर्डेबल प्राइस.
सीइंग इज बिलीविंग. Complete home furniture and appliances.
No cost, free advice. 547 Steeles Avenue East in Brampton. 905-244-4663. 244-4663.
मुद्दे लाख पूरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है. मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम, और अस्सलामु अलैकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड
Sitaram, Sat Sri Akal, Jai Guru Datta. Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum. And a welcome indeed, a blessed afternoon to each and everyone joining us. Shabdam Radio is on the air. As we say a hello and warm welcome to Master Control, thank you very much. WTOR extending to the entire listening audience a warm welcome. I just want to give you a little information as far as the numbers, how to reach us. Of course, 416-848-7772, that's the studio line, 416-848-7772. Again, 416-848-7772. Of course, you can listen by simply dialing 647-872-4900. That's 647-872-4900. And please, we want to ask you again, help us spread the word about Shabdam Radio. Invite your friends and loved ones to join us on ShabdamRadio.com, that's www.shabdamradio.com, and we can be heard around the world. You know that, right? And of course, locally right here on 770 AM WTOR. So if you're leaving your computers, well, just step into the car, turn on the AM dial, and you can get a 770 WTOR. As we welcome, let's see who we have. You know, we always have a bunch of listeners joining us from the very top. As I check my messages, and again, if you want to text us, 416-84... 416, what's it again? 416-832-7293. That's 416-832-7293. And of course, we want to say welcome to all our online listeners. Zahir Bhai, welcome indeed. Nina and Bert joining us as usual always. Welcome to the Urgas. Hey, Neil is listening. Thank you. Sita, welcome. Hey, Ben, Shazi, Shamiza. Don't forget, coming up at 1:30, we'll be having the news as we look at headlines, news making the rounds in the Caribbean with Nicole Dukey. That's coming up at 1:30. Stay tuned. And of course, we will be featuring the Hanuman Chalisa today. I want to say hello and welcome to all those who sit and wait for the Chalisa. That's coming up in a little bit.
Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You are guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. See senior discount cardholders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lafarkan, Lafarkan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and you're air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lafarkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lafarkan, Lafarkan.
Visit Lafarkan.com.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Spread the word. Shop Nam Radio is now on 24/7.
Hey, we are indeed, and just wanted to say hello and welcome to some of our international listeners. And we want to welcome, I believe, Suzanne is joining us, and it's afternoon in where she's at in London. Well, let's say, well, thank you, and probably having an evening cup of tea and enjoying the program. Welcome, great to have you in our company, Suzanne Mohabir. Suzanne also sending lots of love going out to all her friends like Mina and Pert and the gang here. Thank you, and we are off to a great start indeed. We are about to play for you. Hope you enjoy the Hanuman Chalisa. I must let you know that we are striving to play the Hanuman Chalisa as we used to in the past every Saturday. You know, Tuesdays and Saturdays is considered Hanuman Jeezy. And I want to say thank you to Chris Sukul and his wife Savi and of course his son Sunil for sponsoring the Hanuman Chalisa. Chris, of course, you would know him from Masala TV Present fame. And, you know, Chris has been, he's a producer for Dr. Dubey's program, Voice of Vedas, the Vishnu Mandir. He does a lot of recording. Most of the, his archives is full with years and years of most of the temple events around and in the GTA. I mean, amazing work. And yet still a dear friend, and he's supporting us here on the program by featuring the Hanuman Chalisa. I would like to dedicate it today to all Hanuman devotees who are listening. You know the reverence and the peace and the power of the Hanuman Chalisa, and it's with that intention that he is sponsoring. I also want to say thank you to the so many who have in the past supported the Hanuman Chalisa. May Hanuman Baba continue to bless you and your family. Thank you again, Chris Sukul and family, as we share with you now, with Hanuman's blessing, the Hanuman Chalisa.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhari Baranau Raghubar Bimal Jasu जो दायक फलचारी बुद्धिहीन तनु जानी के सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि हरहु कलेश विकार हनुमान ज्ञान
जय कपीशति हूँ लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत रामा महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी सुमति निवार सुमति के संगी कंचन बरन विराज सुबेसा कानन कुंडल कुंचित केसा हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगबंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरिसि अहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर सहारे रामचंद्र के काज सवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति कीनी बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित सहीसा जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कभी को विद कही सके काते तुम उपकार सुग्री वही कीन्हा राम मिलाय राज पद दीन्हा तुम्हरो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लील्योताहि मधुर फल जानू प्रभु मुद्रिका मेली मुख माही जल धिलांगि गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे देते राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे होत ना क्या बिनु पैसारे सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी सरना तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना आपन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुना है नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीरा
संकट से हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जोड़ावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है प्रसिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे अष्ट सिद्धि नौ निधि के दाता अस वर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दाता तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंत काल रघुबर पुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई और देवता चित्त न धरई हनुमत से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंदी महा सुख होई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होय सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा
Hanuman Chalisa on Shabdam Radio. Again, we say thank you to Chris Sukul for sponsoring today's Hanuman Chalisa. Chris Sukul and, of course, his loving wife, Savi, not forgetting their only son, Sunil. You know, they are dear friends to this program. They are like family to this station. And Chris insisted on supporting us here and by sponsoring the Hanuman Chalisa. Also want to say a special Jai Sita Raman and welcome to the program to Sati Raghbir. And Sati, I have a nice song coming up for you a little bit later. So stay with us, would you? Thank you again, Sati, and of course Patrick and all who have shown interest in keeping the Hanuman Chalisa right here every Saturday on Shabnam Radio. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up, we still have the to share with you the news, okay, with Nicole Dukey, and that's coming up in a little bit. So 416-848-7772 is the telephone number, 416-848-7772. As we say hello and welcome to our friends at Roti Roti Restaurant. I hope all is well done at Roti Roti. Remember, check them out at Alpian and Islington. The new Dong Tong Etobicoke. Well, here we go with a beautiful Jameer Hussain selection.
And remember, this CD is one other way you can support us here. By purchasing a CD, $10, you can get them at Lapakan Shipping and Money Transfer. You can also get them at Ken Jewelry in Scarborough. In Brampton, they would be available from next week at Jazz Supermarket. But right now at Authentic Trini Cuisine Roti on William Parkway and Torbram. Or you can simply call me, 416-832-7293.
महबूब भी कुछ होता है महबूब भी राजी महबूब भी कुछ होता है महबूब भी राजी चीज देख लिए सर जो झुकाते हैं नमाजी झुकाते हैं नमाजी महबूब भी कुछ होता है महबूब भी राजी चीज देख लिए सर जो झुकाते हैं नमाजी जन्नत
And a warm welcome, assalamu alaikum, to Brother Arif and of course his loving parents that always, always listen to us. Want to say welcome mum and dad, and I hope you're having a good day, and thank you for sharing your day with us here. Remember guys, we ask you please help us spread the word. www.shabdamradio.com. You can simply add it to Facebook. You know, we will start going live on Facebook. I never like it, but, you know, we could bring in some new listeners and join the fun with us here as we extend a warm welcome. Indeed. Wow, I'm just getting a dead announcement. I'd have to read that when we come back. A dear friend of mine, actually. Stay with us. It's now time for the news with Nicole Dukey, and we are looking for a sponsor for the news. So if you would like to sponsor the news segment, just give us a call. It's now 1:30 in Toronto, and we'd like to share with you the news.
Welcome to your Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. In the headline, Guyana celebrates 52 years as a republic nation. Trinidad and Tobago to get a new forensic science center, and a nurse is charged with forging vaccine cards in Antigua. With the details, I am Nicole Dukey. Citizens of Guyana are told that they must adopt positive attitudes. This comes from President Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali. He made the statements in an address to the nation on the occasion of the country's 52nd Republic anniversary.
What is the attitude required to be successful? Is it a complaining, negative one? Where does such an attitude take us? And what do we hope to achieve with such attitude? If, as one Guyana, we believe in the potential that exists, then we need to exhibit a positive attitude and a positive outlook.
Dr. Irfan Ali said Guyana has made advances when it comes to energy. He noted that this places the country where it can contribute to energy security.
We have not only just begun thinking of how to become energy secure. The advances we made have now positioned Guyana in a place where we can contribute to the energy security of an entire corridor. Not only should we be thinking about how to catalyze development in Guyana, we should be thinking about how to advance new growth poles and centers, ensuring that every region benefits from the prosperity that is coming.
President Irfan Ali said in order to build a stronger Guyana, persons must be open and transparent in the way they treat one another.
While we are a multicultural and multi-religious society, there are some common values in our belief system that we must inculcate if we are to build a stronger Guyana that will bring prosperity for all. We must celebrate each other's accomplishments. We must be open and transparent in the way we relate to each other.
Meanwhile, Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Governance, Gail Teixeira, said the country must not let partisan politics get in the way of its transformational development. And Attorney General and Legal Affairs Minister Anil Nanlal reiterated the government's commitment to the construction of a modern Guyana. Nanlal made these remarks during a Republic Day celebration hosted by the Regional Democratic Council Region 4. The minister stated that Guyana has come a long way through a pathway of struggle to achieve its republican status. In some more news coming out of Guyana, the government of Guyana will be undertaking a national cleanup campaign this week. It will be done on the east coast of Demerara. It is expected to start on Saturday, 26th February. This initiative will be led by Attorney General and Minister of Legal Affairs, Anil Nanlal, and Health Minister, Dr. Frank Anthony. The International Energy Conference and Expo in Guyana last week has accomplished 12 main areas of success. It has laid a foundation for the next edition of the event, slated for the 14th to the 17th of February 2023. The event's organizers said it landed 32 sponsors and saw 822 conference attendees. This, it explains, included members of the diaspora and had 153 exhibitors. Some 47 speakers also delivered presentations at the conference, which was held under the theme, Charting a Sustainable Energy Future. Moving over to Trinidad and Tobago now, that country's acting police commissioner, MacDonald Jacob, is calling for a review of the Bail Act. He said, persons who are granted bail are continuing their criminal activities. This comes after a woman was killed during a home invasion in the West Moorings area on Thursday. Meanwhile, parliamentarians in Trinidad are being urged to put aside partisan positions to craft legislation to address crime in Trinidad and Tobago. This call comes from the country's Chamber of Industry and Commerce following the killing of a businesswoman in West Moorings. In a media release, the chamber revealed that the two perpetrators had a total of 21 pending charges for robberies, home invasions, and larceny. It said this highlights loopholes in the justice system and questioned why the men were allowed to circulate in public because of bail entitlements. The chamber is calling for urgent action on bail reform and other elements of the justice system. Trinidad and Tobago's government cannot confirm whether 455 workers of the telecommunication services of Trinidad and Tobago will lose their jobs as a result of restructuring. Public Utilities Minister Marvin Gonzalez responded to questions in the parliament about the company's $453 million decline in revenue. He noted that apart from implementing measures to reduce non-personnel costs, the company also indicated the need for restructuring. And there are plans for the construction of a new forensic science center in Trinidad. It will be about 7 times the size of the current facility in St. James. National Security Minister Fitzgerald Hines revealed that land in Mount Hope has already been approved by the cabinet.
For the moment, though, I can tell you that the government is immediately and directly and actively involved in the creation of a brand new forensic science center, which would be located in the Mount Hope area. The cabinet has already approved the lands for that. The conceptual drawings are already done. And as late as yesterday, I know that there were high-level meetings between those persons who are responsible for developing and delivering this important project taking place.
Mr. Hines also insisted that there have been no recent shortages of pathologists and staffing will be increased accordingly with the new facility.
At the moment, and within recent times, we have had no shortage of pathologists. Action has been taken to ensure that we are adequately served. And we had a report this morning in the symposium from the director of the Forensic Science Center. Of course, the forensic pathologists were also present, and we have no issue with that. And as for the future, I don't anticipate any such difficulty because as we increase in space, we will increase our capacity depending on the need forward.
In some other news coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, Education Minister Dr. Nyan Godsley-Dolly has admitted that there has been an increase in school violence. This comes following videos circulating on social media with violence among students. In some cases, parents were involved. Minister Godsley-Dolly said she was not surprised by the violence since it is not new. She raised the issue while speaking in the parliament.
We've seen parents indulging in violence with students. And I say today, if our parents are doing this, Madam Speaker, what do we leave for our children? This is not a Ministry of Education problem. This is a societal problem. Our schools are a microcosm of our society.
You are listening to the Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. It's time now to take a look at more news from the Caribbean region. Men wearing police uniforms fired into a group of people at a protest and killed a journalist on Wednesday. This after thousands of Haitian factory workers launched a new strike to demand higher wages than those the Prime Minister announced earlier this week. Associated Press journalists observed the men fire from a car with police license plates as the day's protest appeared to be winding down. At least two journalists were wounded and a third one was killed. Grenada has changed its testing requirement to allow travelers to enter with a negative rapid antigen test result taken within 24 hours before arrival. Travelers who are fully vaccinated and present their negative test results will no longer have to undergo the 48-hour quarantine period. Fully vaccinated travelers must present their vaccine cards as well as their negative PCR or rapid antigen test results. Travelers must also fill out the travel health declaration form online, downloaded and printed. Upon entry, all vaccinated travelers will undergo a symptom review and temperature checks. Unvaccinated travelers will have to quarantine for at most 7 days after arrival. Unvaccinated travelers must complete the health declaration form and book an approved accommodation to quarantine. On day 5, they must take a PCR test at their own expense. If they receive a negative result, they can end quarantine. Fully vaccinated adults traveling with unvaccinated adults will be treated as unvaccinated. Children 12 years and older must provide their proof of vaccination. Children 12 years and under traveling with fully vaccinated adults are considered fully vaccinated. And finally, a 29-year-old nurse from Antigua is now facing 21 counts of forgery after she allegedly created and sold fake COVID-19 vaccination cards on the island. She was charged 3 months after the investigation into the matter began. The offense reportedly occurred at the Multipurpose Cultural Center back in November. She is said to have sold each card for around $1,000. She made her first appearance in court on Monday and was granted bail for $5,000 with a $2,500 cash component attached. Other conditions of her bond include reporting to the police station nearest to her home 3 days per week, surrendering her travel documents and providing 2 Antiguan sureties. And this is where we wrap up this week's Caribbean News Roundup right here on Shabnam Radio. My name is Nicole Dukey, inviting you to join us again next time where we keep you informed on all the latest developments in the Caribbean region.
And that's the news with Nicole Dukey, and you can catch the news every Saturday right here on Shabnam Radio at 1:30. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. And we have a death announcement to share with you. Do stay with us. This is Radio Shabnam.
Spread the word. Shabnam Radio is now on 24/7.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
The team Gorgeous.
Ahmed and Shella Joffrey, the team up to just for you, bringing you designers and bridal expo on Saturday, March 19th and 20th at Mississauga Convention Center from 1 p.m. till 11 p.m.
Showcasing casual, formal and bridal wear, jewelry, fashion and beauty, even decor, exhibition sale, fashion show, food, music, variety of stalls, free admission and parking. Call Shella 647-273-2393.
Log on to eventsbyteamoftwo.com.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chattox home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Well, we'd like to share with you, with regret, a death announcement. We regret to announce the passing of Michael Gafur, also so fondly known as Uncle Mike. Uncle Mike had suffered a major stroke and was put into a home for the best care he could have over 10 years ago. Just after 12 noon today, he passed, leaving to mourn his two sons and daughter. Of course, his loving brother, Naz Gafur. Uncle Mike, as he's known, especially to Brad and the Paltu family and Dale and the gang out in Brampton, there's so many people who would remember Mike, especially his dear friends at Roti Roti. Ronnie and the staff there knew him very well. He was responsible, together with Ronnie and his team, for putting out the world's largest doubles and the world's largest roti back in 2009. Uncle Mike would be sadly missed by so many of us. I'd like to extend our condolences to his brother Naz. Originally he was from Bonitento, Prince's Tongue, and his only brother Naz just called, messaged me actually while was on air, and it really, really caught me by surprise, because, you know, I've always wanted to spend some time and get someone to take a radio where he can listen, and we would have, you know, cheer him up a little bit at the home that he was in. We didn't get to do that, but we could continue to make supplication that God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant him a place in Jannah indeed, ease his pain. He was such a sweetheart of a guy, honestly. Again, for more information, and as if the funeral arrangement becomes more available, and once it's shared with me, I would surely pass it on to you who might have known him. Again, help us spread the word on the passing of our dear brother, Michael Gafur, fondly known as Uncle Mike, passed away just after 12 today. His brother Naz would like to share his number for those of you who would like to contact him for more the details on the funeral arrangements. So I'd give you that number so you can reach Naz at 416-999-4800. That's 416-999-4800. Again, the number for Brother Naz Gafur, it's 416-999-4800. To Naz and, of course, his children and his loving wife, we'd like to extend our condolences indeed, and we'd like to dedicate this selection in his loving memory. Also like to take this time to extend condolences on behalf of Roti Roti, Ronnie and his staff. Hopefully Ronnie might be calling in. So again, to Naz, to you and the family, again, please accept our sincere condolences. In loving memory of Uncle Mike Gafur.
Dilaga fil
न हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है बगैचे छोड़ कर खाली जमी अंदर समाना है दिला गाफिल ना हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है तेरा नाजुक बदन भाई जो लेते से जब फूलों पर तेरा नाजुक बदन भाई जो लेते से जब फूलों पर जो लेते से जब फूलों पर वो हो ना एक दिन मुर्दा ये कीड़ों ने खाना है दिला गाफिल न हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है अजल को राज को तू याद कर सामान चलने को अजल को राज को तू याद कर सामान चलने को कर सामान चलने को जमी के फर्श पर सोना ये मिट्टी का सिधाना है दिला गाफिल ना हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है न साथी हो सके भाई न बेटा बाप न माई न साथी हो सके भाई न बेटा बाप न माई न बेटा बाप न माई कहाँ फिरता है सौदाई अमल ने काम आना है दिला काफिल न हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है
The voice of the late Isaac Yankuran, a special selection in memory of the late Uncle Mike, as we know him, Mike Gafur. On the telephone, I was a dear friend that knew Mike for many, many years, and of course, is a proud owner of Roti Roti. We want to say hello and welcome to Ronnie of Roti Roti. Welcome to the program, Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie.
Hello.
Hi, Ronnie. Welcome to
Shop. Hi, Richard.
Yes, you're live on Shabnam Radio, and I know you wanted to share your condolences. Go right ahead, my brother.
Yes, thank you so much, Richard. I just wanted to take this few moments to, you know, express my shock and, my sincere condolences to the whole Gafur family from Benintento in Princeton in Trinidad. As you know, Mike was one of our main cooks when we did the world's largest roti and doubles and so on at the festival at Albion and Islington in 2009. His brother Naz was the captain of the team and Mike was he's still there. You know, you could see his picture on at the front of the roti shop, but you know, just to, you know, I'm almost at a loss for words. It comes as a shock, but I wanted to really express my deepest condolences to Angie, their kids, and, you know, I repeat, the whole Garfield family from Princess Town.
You know them from back home?
No, I knew Naz up in Etobicoke because I knew he was he's always a good cook at Imadul Mosque, and we approached him with the idea to help us with the world's largest bus upshot. When I mentioned it to him, he says, "Okay, well, you know, Mike also helps him too, so Mike is going to be part of the team." And I can't remember whether you were here, but you know, we pulled it off with Mike and Naz and you know, a couple of other people from the Roti Roti team.
And you know, I must say, if you remembered, when after you guys did that, we had our curry banner, and the first curry banner, we had him, and he was so ready, and together with Naz, and they came out and they give us a display and exhibit what you guys did. They did that for us at our curry banner event. And
yeah,
it was a
lot
of
created it at the curry banner festival in Brampton.
It was in Derry and Galway, and you know, it was a lot of work. They had to get a forklift and other flatbed trucks and things, and they coordinated it so effortlessly, and I want to thank them. You know, I always he was always a happy, friendly fella and hard worker. So
Mike always had a smile on his face, Richard. You know, I don't, you know, I haven't really seen him, you know, look worried or you know, any disconcerted way. But you know, in the years coming to know him before, you know, his illness. And they've always been good supporters of Roti Roti, and you know, we limed and so on, and you know, again, it's really a shock. I knew he wasn't well, but it's just the timing. You know, so all I could say is, you know, from all of us here at Roti Roti, we appreciate all he's done for us, and you know, may he rest in peace. You know.
Well, thank you very much. You know, and I'm so happy that you see, when we're on this radio program, and we could do this. You know, single out people when we find out of their passing, and bring it to the attention that there's so many friends and family. Today, some people are dying and nobody knows. And I'm happy that we got this news to share with so many. And again, we ask if anybody would like to get more information on the funeral arrangement, please, the number to call Naz is 416-999-4800. 416-999-4800. Ronnie, thank you very much for taking the time, and thank you for your support in this program. May God bless you, and again, thank you. I know you'll be reaching out to his family yourself, so I'm glad that you were able to share a little part of the story of with us. And again, those of you who don't know who we're talking about, whenever you drop by at Roti Roti, you would see this young fella there leaning over the tower making that roti. That was a historic time indeed. Thank you very much, Ronnie.
I thank you for this opportunity, Richard, and all the best to the family.
Thank you. That's Roti Roti, and of course, Ronnie calling in to share his condolences. You know, guys, listen, I wanted to play this one. You know, drink together, not necessarily encouraging you to go out drinking alcohol or anything like that. Because, you know, if I have critics out there who would say, anyway, I don't pay them any attention. But you know what? It's something to consider. We should kind of love up each other. Check in on each other. Here is GI. Drink together.
All my friends and me, and all my family, all my friends and me, and all my family, we should love each other endlessly. All who don't like me and all my enemies, we should be living in harmony. Don't take forever to say we love each other when God calls our number. It's over before it's too late, and we never have a
chance to see each other.